Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this first segment of the show, we have for you, I should say, the Metro Atlanta Residential Real Estate Update for the month of February and year to date. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta, we're talking about the Dogwood Festival. And could it be that Atlanta has someone called the Magnet Man who might be helping prevent flat tires on your car and mine? My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we help listeners go from real estate novices to real estate experts. We want home buying and selling to be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. And we do want to connect with you, and it is easy. Just go to gogaddisradio.com, GOGADDISradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back. You can share ideas with us. You can request we do additional research on your neighborhood and feature your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight. And you can subscribe to our podcast. And we would love for you to be a subscriber to our podcast. I'm also very happy to announce that in the studio with me today is Tammy Slay. Whoop, whoop. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Those of you who listen regularly know that Tammy, in addition to being my girlfriend of 2.5 years, lives in Dallas, Texas, North Dallas, Frisco, Texas.
She is
also a real estate broker and a team leader. How are things going in Texas, Tammy?
Things are going fabulous in Texas. Texas is a good place to be right now.
It is.
Well, Texas is always a good place to be.
Yep.
But spring is especially an amazing place.
And even though I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, last time I was in Dallas, I purchased a Texas Rangers hat.
Yes.
But in your mind, the T does not stand for Texas. What does the T stand for on my hat?
Tammy. Just a little bit of an ownership there, right?
That's fair. And actually, we had Tammy embroidered on the side of it.
That
is totally, totally okay. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
How about we jump in and take a look at the real estate market? And let's just do a little comparison between Atlanta and Dallas.
All right.
Listen to this, Tammy. In February, the city of Atlanta listed 20.4% more houses. So single-family detached, 5,115 homes listed compared to 4,249, which is an increase of 20%. Year-to-date, we're almost 10,000 new listings, which is 13.5% over the first 2 months of 2023.
Okay, all right.
Any idea how Dallas might compare with that? I've thrown you a curve.
I'm giving you different numbers.
These are kind of month to date.
Yeah, you're testing me here. Yeah, and I don't know what our percentage increase is for the first 2 months of. So you did it off of January and February.
Well, I did it off of February.
March isn't done yet.
And then January, February. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. Closed sales. In single-family detached, that's not the condos and townhomes, we closed 2,881 units for the month, which is down 5.5% from the prior year. Year-to-date, however, we're at 5,210, which is only 0.5% where we were, away from where we were this time last year. Days on market in February, 39. It takes 39 days to get a home under contract. Year-to-date, 39 days, which has decreased from 48 days last year.
Oh, that's great.
48 to 39, 47 to 39 on the year to date.
And this is for Metro Atlanta.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Metro Atlanta. And so also we look at the average sales price. Our average sales price in the month of February increased 8.2% to $522,030. Again, on the detached side, not the condos in the townhomes. And year to date, we're right in that area. So our prices are up 8.2% for the month and 8% year to date. And then the inventory there at the end of the month, in the month of February, there were 8,343 homes listed for sale in Metro Atlanta, single family detached, which is 14%.
Wow.
Ahead of where we were this time last year, which is really, really good. So my guess, Tammy, is that Dallas is probably pretty similar to what's happening in Metro Atlanta. Would that be accurate?
I think they always follow pretty similar. I don't have all my numbers in front of me, but right. I do. We're up our closings, so our solds are up about 5% from January, February of this year compared to last year.
Got it. And so for us, we're down 0.5% in the single-family detached, and we're down 2.7% in townhomes and condos. Let's hit the townhomes and condos just real quickly here. We had 1,649 new condos and townhomes listed in the month of February, which is an increase of 30%. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Year to date, 20% more listings. Closed sales, condos and townhomes in the month of February, 900, which is down 2.1%. 1,575 closings year to date, which is down 2.7%. Days on the market have increased for condos and townhomes in the month of February to 43 days, year to date to 44 days. So interesting that the days on the market would be decreasing for single family detached and increasing for condos and townhomes. Average sales price now has crossed the $400,000 mark. Year to date, $404,792, which is 8.3% ahead of where we were this time last year. And in terms of just raw inventory, at the end of the month, there were 2,907 condos and townhomes on the market, which is an increase of 30.5% over where we were this time last year. So it's pretty exciting to see inventory growing, because don't you remember within the last couple of years when buyers had, let's just call it almost no chance to be able to buy a home?
Right, and it sounds like condos and townhomes is a sweet spot right now for buyers in your market.
So if you're saying it sounds like there's a chance you might be able to get a better deal on a condo and a townhome than a single family home. Yes. So I love that you're pointing out that pattern. That is so important for people to recognize that. I'm not saying that everybody needs to live in a condo or a townhome, but if you do, now might be a good time to buy.
And invest.
Tammy, we're switching over to a favorite topic of yours, because I know you love dogwoods.
I do love dogwoods.
We're talking about the Atlanta Dogwood Festival. It's April the 12th through the 14th in Piedmont Park. And you and I go to the very southern end, or I don't know if it's southern, it might be the northern end of Piedmont Park. Anybody who knows that area is going to be embarrassed that I don't know. But we go to the Botanical Gardens all the time. And the Dogwood Festival is back. Hundreds of artists from around the country will set up their tents for the 88th annual Atlanta Dogwood Festival this spring. It has been
beautiful,
a staple here in Atlanta for 80 years.
Wow.
And there's something for everyone at the festival, every kind of art imaginable. Sponsor booths are located throughout the festival with everything from live radio remotes to great prizes, interactive games. No pets and dogs are allowed at the large outdoor events like the Atlanta Dogwood Festival, according to the City of Atlanta, according to a City Atlanta ordinance. Music has also become an essential feature of the weekend's festivities, and this year will be no different. A wide array of diverse musical offerings will fill the springtime air throughout the weekend. A full schedule of music and entertainment will be announced soon. Also, and Tammy, you just tell me which one of these you like, okay? When you get hungry, you can follow the delicious smells of funnel cakes.
I love funnel cakes. I love funnel cakes.
Gyros.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crab cakes.
No,
that's a no for you. It's a no for you. Onion rings.
Oh, I love onion rings.
Kettle corn.
Mm-hmm.
And much, much more. We like the much more, too. If it said cotton candy, we'd be in that. This has been going on since 1936. In 1936, Atlanta invited the world to attend her first Dogwood Festival. In 1941, the festival was discontinued because of World War II. In 64, the Women's Chamber of Commerce sparks a revival of the Dogwood Festival. In 68, the year I was born, the festival becomes one of the largest civic celebrations in the Southeast. In the 70s, the festival produces many new events, including the International Dogwood Festival, Juried Art Show, Old Fashioned Day in the Park, all kinds of things. In the 80s, big-time music such as that of Paul Revere and the Raiders and League of Decency is added to the event. The festival is a month-long event with 30 to 50 vendors there. 2002 to 2004, the festival has crowds of, listen to this, more than 200,000 people, with a whopping economic impact of more than $50 million.
Wow.
So if you want to learn more, just go to Google, type in Atlanta Dogwood Festival, and I think you'll have everything you need to know. Tammy, Dallas does not have nearly as many potholes as Atlanta. Because your roads are concrete and they're like 12 inches thick. It's unbelievable. And I think it's because your dirt is softer there, so they have to make the roads a little bit different.
Well, we do spend money on our roads.
You spend a ton of money on your road. You have toll roads everywhere. And we don't really have toll roads in Atlanta. Right. And I don't mean that as a disadvantage. I mean, you know, we don't necessarily have the mechanism for funding a lot of improvements. But listen to this. There is a man in Metro Atlanta. His name is Alex Benigno, B-E-N-I-G-N-O. He rides his bike all over the place and decided that he wanted to start using his bike to pick up stuff that's on the road.
Oh.
And so he affixed these magnets to the bottom of his bike, and he drives his bike around picking up things that might very well puncture a tire. He has basically kept a journal of his
over the last couple of months. Instagram account of that.
In 8 weeks, he has ridden 522 miles, crisscrossing the Atlanta area, collecting more than 410 pounds of metal. You know, they say one man's trash is another man's treasure, and I think that that's totally true when it comes to this. Isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful.
And keeping it all clean. Tammy, if you need to sell your house here in Metro Atlanta anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell your house for $28,000 more. Do you think we can?
I think you can.
If you're interested, you think you're going to sell your house, go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and I will follow up with you. You'll get two things. You'll get a customized maximum value plan, which is an $800 value. It costs you nothing, and you'll get our rehab and refresh program that gives you up to $15,000 to refresh your home before it's listed. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Capital City Home Loans. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available. He just wants you to make the best decisions along the way. 678-226-7887 is the number. Tammy, we're going to take a quick break. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
You going to stick with us?
I'm sitting right here.
When we come back, we're going to talk about President Biden and what he plans to do on housing affordability. And is there really a magic mortgage interest rate? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Okay.